Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out, and we will create more and better jobs, and we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, there was one statewide ballot question in yesterday's primary election, and that was Proposal 1. It was approved by voters. It will eliminate a tax on business equipment and ratify a plan to replace the lost revenue to local governments. How surprising is this, Jack, considering how confusing this issue was to so many voters?
I think people are surprised that it won so easily. It got almost 70% of the vote. I think it won in every county, and turnout was a little bigger than expected. But it's clear that this had broad-based support from liberals to conservatives, and at least among people voting, they seem to understand that it was better than any alternative.
And Jack, give us a quick rundown of the winners of some of the congressional races you were following.
Well, probably the most interesting one is the Democratic race in the 14th District, where Brenda Lawrence managed to prevail. She will be Michigan's second African-American and second woman congressman, assuming she wins, and it's a safe Democratic district. She narrowly beat Rudy Hobbs, who had the support of most of the establishment, a fellow state representative from Southfield, and former Congressman Hanson Clark. On the Republican side, Kerry Bentivoglio lost in a landslide to his challenger David Trott, who heavily outspent him. But over in Grand Rapids, another businessman, Brian Ellis, heavily outspent incumbent Congressman Justin Amash, but Amash won easily. Otherwise, there's not a lot of change and not a lot of unexpected things happening.
And what does it say about what voters want out of the people they send to Congress?
Well, I think it says that voters want Congress people who pay attention to them and seem to be resonating with them. The 14th district is interesting. That's the most probably strangely drawn gerrymandered district in the state. It's now, well, I've had three different people representing it in three different elections. It's the district that Gary Peters held, of course, who's now the Democratic nominee for the Senate. And before that, parts of it were represented by different people. So we'll just really have to see what happens in November in the legislature. What was sort of surprising in a way was while most of the Tea Party challengers lost, three very noisy ones, Gary Glenn and Cindy Gamrat and Todd Corser, who's been a big thorn in Rick Snyder's side, all won nominations in safe Republican districts. So if Rick Snyder gets reelected, he's going to have to cope with them, as of course will Mark Schauer if he gets reelected.
And were there any other big election surprises?
I think there were some interesting races. Rashida Tlaib, who's a state representative in Detroit, raised a spirited battle to try to knock off incumbent state Senator Virgil Smith. She failed. State Senator Vince Gregory very narrowly held on to his district against two challenges from women legislators. It was a very, very close election. And in an election that may well see a recount, the state representative Brian Banks, who's had a lot of trouble, such as eight felony convictions and a sexual harassment charge, is the apparent winner of his primary by six votes. So in some cases, you might see recounts or a lot of races that were decided by no more than 100 votes or so, and it all underlines the fact that every vote counts.
And now that primary season is over, it's time to really start thinking about the November election. What will you be watching out for in the months to come, Jack?
Well, I think, the main events are the governor and the Senate races, and more Republicans voted in yesterday's primary than Democrats. That's not a big surprise. It may be notable that a few thousand Republicans who voted for Governor Snyder for renomination, he was unchallenged, as was the Republican Senate candidate, Terry Lynn Land. She got substantially fewer votes than Governor Snyder did, so whether that's significant or not, we won't know, but you can bet that most of the money and most of the attention will now shift to the races for governor and senator.
All right, Jack, thanks for filling us in with the details.
Have a great day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.